Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Voice by Web. My name is Emmanuel Webb, and I'm a freelance voiceover talent. This is a podcast, or audio blog, where I share my thoughts and opinions, whether about the voiceover industry or my improvements and lessons as a voiceover talent and all-around person. For the longest time, I had the most difficulty with writer's block. Anytime I wanted to jump into a song, put a blog out, or even so much as tweet consistently, I would constantly draw a blank. I couldn't figure out what it was for the longest. I went ahead and looked up articles and videos on how to fix it. I would temporarily get motivated, then come right back to the page, zoned out with no idea how to fill that page. Recently, I came across a video that simplified overcoming writer's block in a way that finally clicked with me. The video was by Fast Screenplay, and it's titled, Writer's Block Instant Cure. I mean, it's pretty obvious how that was going to catch my attention. Anyway, it's a really short video, probably just as short as this podcast, and I'd recommend watching it if you're the creative type. The basic gist of the advice was to tell yourself that it's okay to give yourself permission to write trash. As with most advice, you hear it enough times from multiple sources, you can't help but to find some validity to it. This reminded me of several videos from Gary Vaynerchuk, also known as Gary Vee. He constantly preaches about posting multiple times a day. That idea of putting out such a high volume of content sounded daunting, I can't lie. I kept thinking to myself, honestly, how would I have so much to say, and why would anyone care about what I had to say? We, meaning myself, get so caught up in quality over quantity that we tend to censor ourselves by trying to be perfect right out the gate. Another phrase that stuck with me on the subject is, done is better than perfect. If you strive for perfection, you're just running on a treadmill with no real progress on getting to your destination. Done is better than perfect. Back in episode 1, I mentioned fail faster, and that may actually start becoming a recurring theme in this podcast. The more you write, or rap, or draw, or speak publicly, or shoot your shot, or cook, or whatever, the more you do any of that, the more you improve. What you view as trash will become less and less like trash to you as you get your reps in. Soon, it becomes second nature to you. Or, at least I hope. And the funny thing about quality, what might be trash to the writer may actually be something incredible to their audience. There's been a few times where I would start to erase what I wrote, or try to forget about a song I posted that I didn't like how it came out, only to be complimented on it later by people with genuine interest in what I do. What I've learned, actually, what I'm still learning, is that I am my biggest and worst critic. What I'm hearing in my head isn't just this strive for perfection. What I'm hearing isn't just this need to not waste people's time with my ramblings or trash. What I'm hearing is my own personal fear. Fear of ridicule. Fear of rejection of my ideas, which might lead to rejection of me as a person, which is a fear that seems more prevalent on social media nowadays. This is something that I have to push through if I want to succeed in life, not just voiceover. That little voice in my head has to go, especially when the words from outside myself are confirming that I'm on the right path with putting myself out there. For those listening, what's something you've always wanted to start on, but kept telling yourself no to? And with that, I'm about to call it a night. If you'd like to hear more, leave a comment on what you'd like me to speak on for the next episode. You can follow me on Twitter at web859, on Instagram at web.859, LinkedIn using Emmanuel Webb VO, or visit my website at www.voicedbyweb.com. Once again, this is Emmanuel Webb. Thanks for your time. Peace.